What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. This series is just like an undertaker. Permanent job security. As long as bad female behavior is allowed to go unpunished in this world, there's always going to be a group of men who finally decide, you know what? Your actions have driven me beyond my line, so I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Yep. And once he does so, guess what? I get to report it, and the Undertaker gets the body. Gentlemen, once again, permanent job security. Yes, ladies, there's always going to be a man out there who decides your actions have pushed him over his line. Like the woman in this article that was published and updated on the 1st of September. Newton man charged with beating his wife to deletion with a baseball bat held without bail. This dude went straight baseball fury upside this woman's head. I wonder, as he was swinging that bat for the fences, was there a particular tune going through his mind? Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Oh, I ain't shit. But let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Newton man charged with beating his wife to deletion with a baseball bat 2 days after she obtained a restraining order against him pleaded not guilty to her termination. He was held without bail. First question that I immediately would ask: why did she take out the restraining order? What was she trying to cover up? Gentlemen, we know this. Whenever a woman does this to her husband, 9 times out of 10, she's trying to cover up something that she's done. We all know this. That is a favorite tactic that is used by women who would know they're about to take this man for all they can through divorce. Yeah, she put them people in his life to cover up something. I wonder what that said event was. Richard Hansen, 64, appeared Thursday behind glass in Middlesex Superior Court in Warburn, wearing a clean white t-shirt as his eyes darted between his appointed attorney, the clerk magistrate, and the members of the media watching him from the gallery. A grand jury on August 17th indicted him for the termination of his wife, Nancy Hansen, on August 15th. Exactly 1 month before, on the evening of July 15th, prosecutor Megan McGovern, of course, a female prosecutor, yeah, this guy definitely is not going to stand any chance. However, I don't think he really cares. She said at the hearing, Newton police arrived at 66 Brookline Street and found Hansen standing in his driveway and spattered with blood. McGovern alleged that Hansen told the officers he was quote-unquote sorry and that he had quote-unquote caught her cheating. There you go, gentlemen. There you go. Women love to use the system to cover for their bad behavior. So he catches her cheating. She decides to file a restraining order to get him out of the house. Yeah. Now it all makes sense. Nancy Hansen had obtained a restraining order against her husband 2 days before, which the Newton police had been attempting to serve, according to the Middlesex DA's office. Police had rushed to the home after receiving 2 phone calls, both at roughly 8:21 p.m. The first was from one of the couple's children, who said that his father was hitting his mother with a baseball bat in the master bedroom. This dude was swinging for the fences. Another call, this time from an unidentified friend of Nancy's, who said she'd been speaking with Nancy on the phone when she heard the words, quote unquote, "Rich, no!" Then the sound of the phone dropping to the floor, according to the prosecution's statement of the case. Then she told police she heard the children scream, quote unquote, "Dad, stop! You're offlining her!" Police rushed to the second floor of the master bedroom, the prosecutor said, and they found Nancy Hansen lying on the floor, her head resting in a widening pool of her own blood. A baseball bat lay nearby, covered in blood. Nancy was pronounced deleted at Brigham and Women's Faulkner Hospital at 9:38 that night. The medical examiner, according to the prosecution, ruled her death a homicide and was caused by blunt force trauma, with multiple injuries to her skull, multiple rib fractures, bruising on her upper torso, fractures to her forearm, and defensive wounds to her fingers. This dude went straight up caveman. Yeah, ladies, when you turn a man into the barbarian, his rage knows no bounds. The couple's 3 children are in the custody of the Department of Children and Families, according to McGovern. Clerk Magistrate Lucy Pascal forbade Richard Hansen from having any contact with them as they are witnesses to the alleged termination. Quote unquote, "I understand that they are precipitant witnesses, to this case, but they are his children," defense attorney Arthur Kelly argued on behalf of his client, though he made no argument for bail during the hearing. The case is scheduled to return to court for a scheduling conference on September 21st. Well, well, well. Here you have it, gentlemen. An unfaithful wife who, once she got caught, decided to go and use the system against her husband. Gentlemen, this happens every damn day. But guess what? As men, we're told we're supposed to just sit by and let it happen. We're supposed to take this fuckery. Oh, no, 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 no. Think about it. She gets a restraining order against him. She gets him kicked out of the house, files for divorce, takes everything, 3 children, child support. This guy is 64 fucking years old. Nah, he decided, you know what? I'm going to have jail hanging over my head regardless. So I might as well go by my own damn hand. Oh, well. Hey, it is what it is. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. The battering bat. I was gonna give this a 15, but you know what? I'm gonna up this to a 20. Up close, personal, yeah. Psychological impact. I gotta give this a 25 because of the children. And for the brutality factor, they listed all the injuries she sustained during this frenzied beating. This dude completely hulked out. His rage was far beyond anything, more than likely, she thought he was capable of. So I have to give this a 30 under general principle. So Richard, the rage-filled handyman Hansen, gets a score of 85. Ladies, you continue to believe that you can do whatever you want. You can commit whatever bad behavior you want, and you're going to get away with it. However, no. More and more men have realized when it comes to situations like this, especially married men, they're not going to get any justice. They won't. We have a system so fucked up in this country that a woman breaks her marital vows and gets rewarded for it. This is fucking sick. But guess what? Unfortunately, the vast majority of us men, we will never band together and say we got to do something about this. Yeah, the vast majority of men have now decided to walk away. But yeah, the men that are still trapped in these fucked up marriages, they know they can't do anything. Why? Because they're isolated. Do you think anybody would have had any sympathy for this guy if he said, yeah, I caught my wife cheating? No. The typical societal response would have been either you didn't or you did do something to make her go to another man. Completely ignoring the fact that she broke her vow. She betrayed him. She let another man defile her. And yet he has to pay the consequence. Oh, no. But, hey, like I said, far too many women continue to get away with bad behavior. So guess what? There's going to be a balancing of the scales. And the vast majority of men know, hey, when it comes to the legal system, they're not going to get justice. So what are these men doing? They're taking retribution. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for all you women out there who think that your bad behavior is going to continue to go unpunished, you better get this through your thick skull quickly. The power you think you have with this society is definitely false, and it's going out. Feminism and the idea that you have this magical force shield when you decide to go against your man, that's going out right along with it. Because this is another perfect example of a woman who thought that that piece of paper called a restraining order was going to be an invincible shell around her. And what happened? Her husband showed her otherwise. Yeah. Ladies, when you decide to declare war on your husband or your boyfriend or the man in your life, you better be ready to protect your own life. Because once that man figures, you know what? You've become the bane of my life and I got nothing left to lose. Guess what? A man with nothing left to lose is capable of doing anything. So yeah, they say hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. However, even society and hell itself fears a man with nothing left to lose. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.